Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot is daf Chof Gimel, and we are holding on the two dots, which are on the fifth line down. Tani, asara kusot shotim beveit ha'av. So there's the din of this 10 kusot of wine that are taken in the beit ha'av. Shnayim lifnei hamazon, chamisha betoch hamazon, u'shlosha liachar hamazon. So the first kusot are taken together with the things that are eaten before the soda. It's like we used to eat a little bit for appetizers. The kosot shebetoch hamazon are there. That was their normal drinking, and that's the way that they were able to, because otherwise the water wasn't clean. So they basically drank in the middle in order to have the food have sufficient liquid with it in order to be properly digested. And then there were also the achar hamazon. Ha'elu shlosha la'achar hamazon. What are those for? Echad liberkat hamazon, which is the brocha. And then they had a special takona of the brocha of gomel chasadim, which is the bal hagmul, mishia yishalim lachem, kegmulchem, baruch ata Hashem, mishalim hagmul. And echad was for tanchumei avelim, which was also a special brocha. And that was the Baal and the Chamot, Yenachem Etchem, Urchat Hashem, Yenachem Avelim. Uch Shemet, Rib Shemet Gamliel, they added, Osifu Aleim Od Shelosha, three separate kosot besides. And one was Chazan HaKnesset, and that was for the coven of the one who was Osek, basically the Chevra Kadisha head, essentially. Echad L'Rosh HaKnesset, that was the people who were in charge of the money, and they took care of also of the aniyim, of the kvur of the aniyim, and so on. And the echad, the Rabbi Gamliel, the other one was a special covet for Rabbi Gamliel himself. So the maysa was that the Gemara says that up until the time of Rabbi Gamliel, funerals basically used to bankrupt families, because they had to, you know, not in order not to be mezalzel in the mate, so they had to have fancy begodim on the mate, and they had to have a fancy orin, and so on and so forth. The Ram Gamliel Bedavka was mezalzel himself to wear the simple tachrichim that everyone is isik in now, is noig in now, and everybody started to do that, and because of that, he saved the whole situation by showing them that it's a zilzel to spend money on this, and therefore they made a takona of the brocha, that should be something that people should always remember. It was just simply too much to drink, so they were gozer on those last kosot, and they brought it back to normal drinking, so they would not feel that it was right to drink in a way that you could get drunk, which means they had to cancel Achar Hamazon, because it Ploch Hamazon, you don't get drunk from. Kohen Ma'ahu Shiyitam Alechvod Rabbo. Now the question is, we've been talking all along about the din of a Talmud being an Ovel on his Rav. Is there also a halacha for a Kohen that he's allowed to be Metame Lemeit if it's not one of the Shiva Krovim? We know that Miikra Hatin is an Issa D'Oraisa for a Kohen to be Metame to anyone who isn't one of the Krovim listed in the Torah, the father, the mother, sister that is married, a brother, a son, a daughter, and a wife. And all of these are not Bravo. So the question is, do we say that this is an Dishinatim Levanecha is an actual din of Ben, and therefore this is a din Legabe Ben for Rabbo, and it would be in the same as Aviv, or, and that's the, you know, the way the Gemara talks about that it's a Kal Vachomer, that Aviv is only Mevi Elachai Elam Azed, Rabbo is Mevi Elachai Elam Abba, and so on. Or is the din in the Torah din specifically not for Krovim that are Krovim in terms of mind, but Krovim that are Krovim in terms of genetics? So Rabbi Yanai Zeira was a Kohen, and his father-in-law died, Tama Chamoy, and who have a Chamoy v'huay a Rabbi? Not only was his father-in-law, however, his father-in-law, he was also his Rav. So therefore, there were basically two reasons that he maybe is considered to be a ben in terms of the chavivas of the mishpacha, maybe he's considered to be a ben in terms of a rab. So he went to ask Rabbi Yossi whether he should go to the funeral, and Rabbi Yossi says also. So that means that the din is only, all of these dinim of kavod are not dinim in tumas kayin lagabe avelut. Shomer Rav Acha v'mar yitamulo talmidav. So Rav Acha said that that's wrong, and that actually any talmidim of this man that are kohanim are allowed to be metame. So even though for chomiv he shouldn't be metame, but he should be metame for his rav. Rabbi Yossi nitmulo talmidav. Rabbi Yossi's talmidim were mitame for him, and ochlu basar v'shatu yayin. But they still were not neig like the din of the oni. So Marlon Rabbi Mona, you gotta make up your minds, gentlemen. So chadim intarte elo palata tachon. Either you are ima velimatem. Explain to me how in the world you were ever on eating basar and yayin, drinking wine. Lama chaltem basar, velama shatitem yayin. If you hold, you don't have a din of onanim. You don't see yourselves as being responsible for the burial of your rav. And why in the world did you go to the funeral at all? So lama nitmeitava. Ma'osh yetame kohen for Talmud Torah. So in other words, it's the actual mitzvah itself is that it's supposed to be bigger than the dinim of tuma. So let's say there's a question of a tumas mace along the road, and the only way he can get to learn is to be able to cross that road, and there's no other way to get there. So Rabbi Yossi Aviyativ Mate, Rabbi Yossi was sitting in the Beis HaMedrash, and he was teaching, and they brought a mace into the Beit HaKnesset in order to give hespit. They all meet up. So the Kohanim jumped up, and they all ran out, because it was too bad mate. The ones that left, he didn't say anything. But the ones that stayed, who were Kohanim, also didn't say anything. Also, Rabbi Yossi was quiet. So in other words, he himself was mesupak whether Talmud Torah is decha or not. Yisrof Tuma lemeitim. Rabbi Nechumia, Rabbi Chia bar Abba Omar, Abba, who was a Kohen, lo avi over tchot kipata dikisari. He would never go under the place where they had this kippah type of building. And that was directly above the road that was on the way to the Beit HaMidrash, because he was afraid that he would become tame. It was close to a place where they used to be metame meitzim, and it's possible it was also mahil over them. And he would always take the long road around to get into the Beis HaMedrash. Whereas Rabbi Ami was also going, he used to go under it, and he held that it was Deicha. Rabbi Chizkia and Rabbi Cohen, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, having Metailin, Be'ilin Platiyut at the Tzipori. So they were going and they were walking together in the Tzipori. It was a beautiful town, and they were walking in the piazza. Nigil kippah. They came to this place where they had this covering, the shape of a kippah over the, I mean, it was St. Peter's Cathedral kind of thing, you know, Upirish Rabbi Cohen, and he didn't go under there because of the problem of tuma. Igil makom tara v'chazer atzlan. So when they got past it, he had gone around the other way, and he sees them talking, and they were continuing to talk when he wasn't there. So Marlon b'maskin, what are you sugya you're talking about that I missed? And Amar Chizkia, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba, don't say a word to him. He's not worth it. Lo teme leklum. You shouldn't know what we were talking about. So why was that? Imi shum devayishle de parash. Is it because the Rabbi Chizkia held that he was angry that Rabbi Cohen had been going away the other way? And basically, Rabbi Chizkia held your metame for Talmud Torah, and therefore he had no right, he felt was a zilzul of the Torah. That we don't know, because it could be that the reason that he was lo yadi, it could be mishum d'avitayasin. It could be because over there it was something that they were flying through, and it was a tough sugya, and he did not want to start all over again from the beginning. So lo yadin, they weren't sure why it was that he said, don't tell him. The Gersa in Nazir is Sayasan. He said because he was a tough person, and he used to drive them crazy, and it was a long sugya that he didn't want to have to handle all the kashas that he knew that Rav Cohen was going to ask him. So he just said, please, just leave him out, do me a favor. So that we don't know. There's another halacha that is similar to Tumas Meis for a kohen. That is Yetziya le'eretz ha'amim. So there's a gzeir d'rabbanan that eretz ha'amim is considered to be tamei. So tani mitami kohen yetzi chutz la'aretz. It's mutter for a kohen to go to chutz la'aretz for purposes of dinei mominim and purposes of dinei nefashos. If he had to be part of a bezdin that was being Isaac in din or in kiddush hachodesh or in yibur shana. Or if there was a way that he would be able to be matzil sodem and hagoy, where a goy was gozel sodem, and he's a lawyer, and he could present it in court. And even afil litor, even to watch over something, and see to it that it doesn't get stolen in the first place. He's allowed to be yotze, and to be orer ale, he can go to court about it, and that way he's at least got a chance of winning, and he can go also to chutz la'aretz for purposes of limud Torah, limud Torah, or lisayisha. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im yesh neichan limud, if he's got an opportunity to learn in Eretz Yisrael, why should he go out to chutz la'aretz to learn and to be metamei b'tumat ha'amim? So then, al yitamei shouldn't. It's only if he doesn't have the same quality of learning that he would have in chutz la'aretz, and then he's allowed to go. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it's not true. Because it could be that there's a good enough yeshiva and that's the same level. For that matter, it might even be better. But the point is, for him, it's not good. A person has to feel comfortable and that it's the fi his derech. And because of that, a person goes to where it is that he has to learn. And they say a mice that actually Yosef HaKohen would be metami with Tumas Eretz Ha'ami, and he would follow his Rav all the way to Tzido, which was in Chutz La'aretz, in order that he should be able to learn from him. Aval, even though we're matir to go out for Limud Torah, as we said, Amru, nonetheless, the Chachomim say, Hayetzeko in the Chutz La'aretz, Emel Ken Yivticho Lo Isha. The only real reason he should go is if they committed to him, there's a woman there that he can take to marry, so for that it's mutter. Maoshi Tamako in the Siat Kapayim, is he allowed, in order to be Mavarach Birkat Kohanim, is he allowed to be Mitameh if that's the only way in which he can be Mekayim his mitzvah? So let's say there's a mace that's in the actual Beit HaKnesset, which they often used to bring in order to say a hesped, and the only way he can be Mavarach Birkat Kohanim is by going in. So is it Doche or not? So Magbila, it's the name of this guy, who was the brother of Rabbi Abba Bar Kohen, said in front of Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Acha, Ma'akumi Rabbi Yossi, B'shem Rabbi Acha, Mitamei Kohen, Siat Kapayim. So Rabbi Acha heard that he had quoted him in that way, and he said, that's ridiculous. Anavah Amir Tlai Klum, he's making the whole thing up. I never said such a thing to him. Chazar Va'amar. So now he came back to explain what happened. It was, how did Mr. Magbila, how did he make that mistake? It could be, he was thinking to himself. What might have happened is he heard that I was saying over what Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi had said b'shem Rabbi Elazar, that kol kohen shol mei b'beit ha'knesset ve'ino nosei kapav over ba'aseh. So it could be he figured himself like this, since he's going to be over on a mitzvah saseh, because it says that kol tevor chut b'nei Yisrael. So he figured, if that's the case, so this is the chalaisa. If I'm learning that it's mamish mitzvah saseh, that he's not being nesei kapav, so he's being mevatel b'aseh. So if I mean mitzvah taseh, is docha mitzvah lo taseh, but you should just say, I never told him that psak. Ana lo amirat leklum, he might have figured this on his own based on what he said. But it isn't the case, and it's not true. Because there's a mitzvah lo taseh, but there's also a mitzvah aseh as well. But the kohen has to be shomer himself from tumah in terms of kedusha. So kedusha is b'chayim. So itina, so they brought, I want to hear, v'itina va'ana al kunek. I want to beat the guy up, so bring him in here. And we'll give him malchus, a chutzpah, for quoting me, something that I never said, even if he has a svara, he quotes it in my name. So he said, bring him in, and we'll give him malchus. So Rabbi Abba Avayati Mati B'knishta, Madata B'kisar. So Rabbi Abba was sitting, and he was saying over in the chutz of the central Beit HaKnesset. It's a very large Beit HaKnesset. Madata is Bale Midot. It's a large. In the Beit HaKnesset itself, there was someone that had died and they wanted to say a hesbet. So it came time for Nisiut Kapayim. Atainta Nisiut Kapayim. You're supposed to be Mevarach as a Kohen. Velo Shali Amaya. And in the, they didn't ask him whether it was mutter or not to go into the Beit HaKnesset. And they figured, min hastam, that you're not allowed to. In the end, atainta the mikhla. Came time to eat. So then they asked him whether is it mutter to go through the door in order to get out of here, because the door over there was sof to malatzet. So he said to them, you know, I see you guys are very hungry. When it came to the question of Nisiut Kapayim, which is a mitzvah, I say, yeah, nothing to ask. You know, whether we're, maybe it's kedai to go in. But when it comes time to eat, all of a sudden, l'mikle sheltinle, now you're hungry, now you have to ask. Given the shamun came when they heard that, so havikochad v'chad shava gormei v'orak, each and every one of them managed to jump out of a window and get out of there, and but went back to learning because they were so embarrassed making such fools of themselves to their Rebbe. Om Rebbe Yanai, mitamei kohen lirot et hamelach. There's a way that a kohen should be mitamei in order to be able to see the king. L'maisa, the Bavli comes out, obviously, that it's only talking about Tumas Meister Rabbonin, and he's allowed to be in those things that the Rabbonin were gozer. They weren't gozer in these inyanim. So even though the Yerushalmi doesn't say so, it doesn't seem to be an issue. I mean, it's, you know, for us to say there's avim in the mamish ma'at here. And kasolit, dok leitianus malka lahacha, when Doltatianus, the king, came here to Eretz Yisrael, and this was the Caesar at the time, he was a Roman, and Chamon Rebbe Chiya Barava Mifsad Kivrei Tzur Begid Mehem Nite. Rebbe Chiya Barava was jumping up and down over the Kforim in order to be Zochet, to see the Caesar, because it's a mitzvah to be Roeh Bnei HaMelech, and so on. Rebbe Chizkia, Rebbe Yirmiyah, B'Shem Rebbe Yochanan, says mitzvah lirot et gedolei malchut. Any of the high members of a government is a chiyah, in order that l'kishetavo malchut beit avidu yodei lahafrish in malchut l'malchut. There's a tremendous difference between Malchus Yisroel and Malchus Akum. This way, if he sees the way a Malchus in the Olam conducts itself, then he will be able to be more aimed on that difference. Maoshi tamei kohen l'chvod ha-nasi, can a kohen also, for the nasi, who is the head of the Sanhedrin, is he going to be metame for him? So kadamach Rabbi Yudah Nasiya, who was a descendant of Rabbi Yudah Nasi, was a descendant of Rebbe, who was buried in Tzipori, and when he was nifter, so achri zebiyan aviomah, Ein kuhuna hayom. There's no kuhuna. Now, l'maisa, this story is brought elsewhere as the din of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, not Rabbi Yehuda Nisi'ah. And that's talking about Rabbi, and the rest of the sugya is nogea, specifically the maisa of Rabbi. But anyway, it could be that any Nasi, as long as he wasn't just the called the Nasi, but it was actually the Nasi of Sanhedrin. So Kadamach Rabbi Nasiya, who was the barbary of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, so Dochav, Rabbi Chiya Barav, Rabbi Zeira, Beknishta, the Gufta, the Tziporin. So this part is mashma, that it's Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who was a grandson of Rabbi, was Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Here it's talking about him, and Rabbi Chiya Barava actually pushed Rabbi Zeira, who was a Kohen, into the Beit HaKnesset, where their body was, which was the Beit HaKnesset that was situated in the Gufna, the Kerem, place where they grow Geffen, in Tzipori, and he made him Tamei Bedavka. And Kadamach Rabbi Nehuroi, who was the brother of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, Shalach Rabbi Chanina Bata Rabbi Mona, and Lo Solak. Rabbi Chanina sent to Rabbi Mona, was a Kohen, to come to the Levi, and Rabbi Mona didn't show up. On Malais, Rabbi Mona said to Rabbi Chanina, "Im bechayem ein metamim lehem, kol shekein b'mitata." So that while a nasi is alive, I was never metami. You're not mutter to go through what a betak farot. So kol shekein, I'm not going to be metami b'mitato. Because according to him, even a drabbanon even the case of the Yetziah to Eretz Ha'amim was also, because that's what we're talking about over here. Okay, the Ein Kuna Hayom is a big sugya. I mean, this is, there are those who actually say, it's a long Rabbeinu Bachya, and the Tosfos discusses, what does it mean? Is it a din because of the fact that there's such tzaddikim, that Givrei tzaddikim are not metame? And the question what that means literally, not metame, and that even into Mediorita would be mutter. Basically, we are posek not like that. In other words, certainly noyek tuma. And the question is whether kulam krovav is what it means, ein kuna yom, because a nasi, everybody's considered to be the equivalent of a korov to him. And this, Taina Rabbi Nasa, was wrong, because even if a Talmud who is a Kohen is not Matame when the Rav is alive for the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but nonetheless, for the Nasi who died, he would be Matame, because actually, the mitatana sotam can make mitzvah. All people are mukhuyev, because he'll never have enough lichvodo. Because of that, everybody, even a Kohen Gadol, would be metame for him, because it's not considered to be lefichvada. And memela, it's going to be always a made mitzvah, as no matter how many people come. It's not sufficient for the burial. Mo, shitame Kohen lechvada vivi imo. If a Kohen hears that his father and mother were nifter, and they're bringing the body from Chutz La'aretz, is he allowed to be yotze to Eretz Ha'amim in order to be malava them into Eretz Yisrael? So again, it was a maaser, Rabbi Yosa, who was a Kohen, Shama Da'atidime. He heard that his mother was coming, Lebotzra, which is in Chutz La'aretz. So Rabbi Yosa heard Da'atidime Lebotzra, his mother was coming from Chutz La'aretz, and he wanted, she was going to be arriving at Botzra. Ata Shalom Rabbi Yochanan, am I allowed to go out? You're not telling me why you need to go out. Look, if she's in danger, you know, and you have to get together to watch over her, obviously say, I don't know. If you just want to be mechabit or you're a Kohen to go to Chutzarts, I don't want to tell you. So Atrichalov, Rabbi Yochanan. So he kept pushing Rabbi Yochanan. Well, I mean, you don't know. You need to give me a psak. So Rabbi Yochanan finally said to him, Omar, you know, look, I see you made up your mind to go already, you know. Seim gamarta, let's say it, you should come home in one piece. Tavo b'shalom. Omar b'shmon barab yitzchak. Okay, so Odi tzricha, we obviously don't have a clear answer, because he said, I don't know. And he just said that, look, you know, you're such an action. I see you're going to do it, so I'm giving you a bracha. Shama Rabbi Lazar says, are you kidding? If that's how Rabbi Yochanan put it, so he's basically telling you that, of course, it's mutar. Or for what purpose? Echad l'Rosh HaKnesset ve'echad l'Rabbi Gamliel, who was mezalzel in himself in order for people to learn not to waste money on funerals. V'kivan sh'ro beitin sh'ayu mishtachrin v'olchim gazu aleihem v'yichziru l'mekoma. Koi ma'osh yitamei lechvod rabo v'bian ezir adoma chamui, and he was also not only chamui v'avi chamui v'avi rabbi sh'ol v'rabi yisa v'avi yosele Shomer Avacha, Vomar Yitamula Tamida. Rabbi Yossi Nitmula Tamida, Vyachluba Sarvashatu Yain on the same day. Amar Lon, Rabbi Mona, well, either one or the other is wrong. Chodimitarti lo politlachon. If you really have a lim, meaning that you're Achroy and therefore you have a Dinvainanim, so Lamar Chaltam Basar, Lamar Shatitim Yain. And if you hold your not einanim, so then what, as Kohanim, what were you nitmeitim for? Ma'oshita mekoin lichvo Torah, Rabbi Yossi have a yativ matne, v'o mita, so ma'an de nafek lelo amra leklum, ma'an de yativ lelo amra leklum. Rabbi Nechemi, b'reid rukhiyo barava omar, Abba lo aveyova tochet kapita de kisar, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Chizke, Rabbi Koin, Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, v'metayim, v'milum talt yuta de tziporet. He gila kipas, Rav Kohen was poresh, and he went all the way around the other way. And when he gila mokum tari, he rejoined them. Amar lo, and so what were you learning when I was obeying? Let's dare tell him anything. No term le klum. Now it's not clear why. He mishum the boashle, the porish, because he holds that metame letame Torah. We're not sure lo yadi. Could be that it was because he mishum the ave tayasin or sayasin, which means either because he's in a rush or because Rav Cohen was a dreikup. And he didn't have kayak to sit there and explain everything to him, and he was arguing on each point. That we also lo yadim. Tony metami koin v'yetzel l'chutz l'aretz l'dinei momenes l'dinei nefashos l'kiddush ha'chodesh l'yivoshana l'hatzil ha'sadam yad goy v'afilu yitor yotzeva orira l'ya l'mot t'rav l'isa isha almut. Rabbi Yudah Emer, im yesh lo miyechal l'mod ayitama, Rabbi Yossi Emer, afilu yesh lo miyechal l'mod Torah ayitama, shalom mikol adam zoche l'mod. Amru alav ha-Yosef ha-Kohen, shoyim etam v'yotzi ha-Rabu l'tzidon. Aval omru ayitziko l'chutz ratzalim ki nivticho lo isha. Ma'o shiitam ekoen l'nesiyat kapayim. Magabila was a chuid of Rababa Barcoin, Oma Kame Rabbi Yosef, B'shem Rabacha, Metam ekoen l'nesiyas kapayim, Shom Rabacha, Oma, what? I don't know, Amir, like Klum. Chutzpah. Chazer v'yomim, maybe he thought it up himself, because Olshama mini ela, God Amir, Rabbi Yudim and Pazi, B'shem Rabbalozer, Akol Kohen, Shomei, B'Bet HaKnesset. V'inono, Seyat Kapav, is over B'Aseh. So he figured, okay, if that's the case. So then if a mitzvah says, it's Dorcha mitzvah loses, but I never said such a thing. Analo Amir, like Klum. Hatunava, Ana Al-Kunek. Rabbi Abu, Avi Yativ Mati, Meknish Namadata Bekisar, and Vavitaman Meta, Atat Anta Nesiat Kapayim, and nobody asked what we should do. Zoloshanli, Atat Anta the Meklot, so then they ask him whether there's a problem with Sof Tumalat Seitir, or Marlon Brilliant, on Nesiat Kapayim, Lo Shaltanli, but when you get hungry now all of a sudden, Shaltanli, given the Shomu Kena, Vakochad Vachat Shomit Garmevi Orak. Om Rabbi Yana, I met a maker in the Rotat Amelech. Got solid, took Litayanus, Malka, Laocha, and Eretz Yisrael, Chamon, La Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba, Mifse, Al Kvorim, the Tzul began Mehamunai. Rabbi Chizkin, Rabbi Yom, Shem, Riochan, and Mitzvah, Lirot, Gedolei, Amalchut. Why? Because it's Tavon, Malchut, Be David, and Yodei, La Hafish, Ben Malchut, La Malchut. Maush, Yitameko, in the Chvod HaNasi, Kadamach Rabbi Yudah Nesiyah, Achris Rabbi Yanai, Vomar, Ein Kunayon. Kadamach Rabbi Yudah Nesiyah, Barbare Rabbi Yudah Nesiyah, Dochav Rabbi Chia Baravla, Rabbi Zihira, Beknishta, the Gufna, the Tzipori, Vesabe. Kadamkat, Nuroi, Achtai, the Rabbi Yudah Nesiyah, Sholach Rabbi Chinina, but the Rabbi Mana, and he refused to come. Omar lo, Im Bechayonin, Metamin lo, Zekoshken, Vimitatan, Amrim Nazbi mitatana sultam kama mitzvah. Mashita mekona kod avi vima. So Rabbi Yaisa shoma da atit ime lobotsa. Ota shol Rabbi Yochanan zielat kore chutsa it's be mitame. Omale, if it's be bnei sakana trochim, say. If it's tamishum kibra ve aim any yodea. Atrachale Rabbi Yochanan omar. You know what? Im gamarta let's say it. Should come back to Chaim Rosh Hashem. Amish Rubar Yitzchak, well, it doesn't tell us very much, does it? How did you say that? Shama Rabbi Elazar Amar, on the contrary, Ein Rishut Gedola Mizo.